USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans will begin considering a police reform measure that will essentially ban chokeholds and create a national reporting database to track the use of force and questionable tactics employed by police officers. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is hoping to get something done rather quickly.
We're serious about making a law here. This is not about trying to create partisan differences. This is about coming together and getting an outcome.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in a number of states. 9 states on Tuesday set records for coronavirus infections, hitting one-day highs or new 7-day averages for cases. The increase came in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the social network will allow users to turn off seeing political ads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. The time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, President Trump is outlining goals of a task force to stop veteran suicides.
From day one, my administration has been on a mission of historic scope and scale to deliver results for our great veterans, to help veterans get the care they need when they need it. We approved Veterans' Choice and made it permanent, and that was a big deal. They've been trying to get it for decades and decades and decades. And we got it. We got it done.
The task force is working with Congress and advocates to pinpoint the gaps in veteran suicide safety nets. Dr. Anthony Fauci isn't celebrating the defeat over coronavirus yet. The country's top infectious disease expert telling the website The Daily Beast that the United States is still fighting off the first wave of the coronavirus outbreak, although he doesn't believe a second wave will completely shut down the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Owners of the iconic Aunt Jemima brand are making major changes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The brand, its logo, and trademark image of what some used to call the Pancake Mammy has been around since 1893. It was already legendary when this TV ad was aired in the late 1950s.
For generations, frosty mornings have seemed warmer with stacks of
Aunt Jemima buckwheats.
It's the same today.
Well, not for much longer. Current owner Quaker, which is a PepsiCo subsidiary, says it's now getting rid of the logo and changing the name, as what many regard now as racist symbols are coming under more and more intense scrutiny, especially after recent deaths of African Americans at the hands of police. The Aunt Jemima character was based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green, and the original visual image was updated in the 1970s to look more like a modern black homemaker, but critics say the racist connotation remains, including the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old song performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching the image and the name is part of its effort to make progress towards racial equality. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Along those same lines, Mars Incorporated, which owns Uncle Ben's, says they're looking into updating the Rice brand's image. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.